flu season is in full swing on the central and south coast, but we're seeing fewer fatalities this year than we did last year.
Number of deaths we're seeing this year is significantly down from last year. The five deaths we've had are tragedies, but we are grateful that we're at five deaths compared to last year at 40 deaths.
That's Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin talking about the statistics for Ventura County. He says the flu vaccine being used this season is a good match for the strain which actually developed around the world.
The influenza viruses that are in this year's vaccine match very well with what's circulating. The predominant strain that we're seeing this year is the H1N1. That's the bird flu strain. That's the one that there was so much concern about 9 years ago. On the other hand, even with it being the predominant strain circulating this year, we're seeing a relatively mild flu season.
This particular strain is known for hitting people in the prime of life from childhood through 60.
What's different about this year is that the H1N1 tends to target people in the prime of their life. Normal influenzas, and we see this year after year, it is hardest on people under 2 years of age and over 65 years of age. But the H1N1 is notorious for attacking people in the middle years.
Levin says if you didn't get a flu shot this season, it's still a good idea. He says we're in the fifth week of the outbreak. Last year, there were 12 to 14 weeks of influenza. He says it's especially important for people in certain high-risk groups.
That's a really good question. Who should be thinking about getting shots? I'll begin with the conclusion. Everyone should be getting a shot. People are at risk at all ages of getting the flu. Particularly, people with heart disease and lung disease are particularly tried by the flu and should be covered. Also, people who have immunologic problems, diabetes, just pretty much any chronic disease makes it that much riskier for you when you get the flu.
Levin says getting vaccinated isn't 100% guarantee you won't contract influenza, but he says it improves the odds.
Sometimes people get the flu shot and still get the flu. That has to do with the problems we have and are still having with making a good, perfect flu vaccine. We are looking for, when I say we, researchers are looking for a flu vaccine that's more like the measles vaccine, which can last a lifetime. We're not there yet. So that's why we're seeing people needing to be revaccinated every year for the flu.
181 deaths have been reported statewide. That includes the five in Ventura County. Levin says one of the things which leaves him concerned is people who consciously decide not to get flu shots. The health official says that sets the stage for flu outbreaks.
There's still a strong reluctance in some quarters to getting this immunization and other immunizations. We've seen an improvement in the level of immunizations in school children because now the state, by law, has made it more difficult to opt out of getting a flu shot.
You can still get flu shots at doctor's offices and pharmacies. They're also available through public health clinics on the Central and South Coasts. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.